All right, you've got it on KHUM, and joining me via telephone is Rob Hidman from RoboCat Productions. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Glad to be here, Cliff.
Yes, indeed. So you got another horror theater coming up this Friday, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, this time it's The Last Man on Earth from 1964, starring the Master of the Macabre. Vincent Price.
As a matter of fact, you sent me a promo for that. Let's play the official promo for it. Okay, it's only like 30 seconds long.
RoboCat Productions presents the 1964 cult classic, The Last Man on Earth, hosted by the Great Rizzulli at the Eureka Theater, Friday, October 26th. Picture a world where everyone's infected by a plague, turning them into undead creatures that fear mirrors, can't stand sunlight, and are repelled by garlic. For the lone survivor, every day requires gathering supplies to stay alive and destroy vampires. See The Last Man on Earth at the Eureka Theater, Friday, October 26th. Doors open at 7 p.m. Admission is just $5. It's a Halloween spooktacular.
Ooh, scary kids.
It is.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun.
This one is an adaptation of Richard Matheson's 1954 novel I Am Legend, which's been remade several times,
right?
One was called The Omega Man with Charlton Heston, and then recently there was one with Will Smith
called I Am Legend,
original,
right?
Yeah, the original adaptation of that, and it's as close to the book as has ever been accomplished on film, and that's mainly because the author wrote the screenplay under a pseudonym.
Oh.
So yeah, it's a really fun movie. It was made in Italy in 1964, and Vincent Price was the only English speaking actor.
Wow.
So a lot of it was, you'll see a lot of, you know, a lot of post dubbing trickery that went on to make the movie what it is.
Really?
It gives it this really strange kind of unearthly, you know, weird feel to it because of that. So
it's
kind of
interesting. It's a genre I've not heard of. We've heard of a lot of Westerns that were made in Italy, the spaghetti Westerns, but I've never heard of spaghetti horror.
Well, I think this one, it was mainly a budgetary concern.
Uh-huh.
And also the Vincent Price got a three-month stay in Italy, which I think that was his paycheck there. But unfortunately, it was in the off-season, and he said he was never colder in his lifetime than making that movie. So
wow.
I don't think it was a very comfortable situation for him, but it really came out adding to the feel of this unearthly creepiness to it that is unlike any other movie, maybe with the exception of Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, you know. You look at back at the history of the horror movie. Most of them were budget films, and most of them were low budget movies. These thrillers. It's really only until recently they've become big budget blockbusters. They were generally low budget films, and you know, folks like Vincent Price just cranked them out.
Sure, and that's true. You know, it was a cheaply made product that they knew people would attend, so they knew they were going to make their money back on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you know, it took a long time for the Hollywood system to really see that and then make it a bankable product, which, of course, now with you see the success of the latest Halloween movie,
right,
with how much money it took in on Friday alone, horror films are a product that they know they're going to get people to go to the theater and see. And that's definitely what we're hoping with this movie on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, this is definitely a classic. 1964 is when this one came out. And it is going to be shown in its glory on Friday night, starting at 7:30 at the Eureka Theater. And you've got, of course, the great Rizzulli going to be your host for the night.
Absolutely, yeah. He's got his bag full of tricks is full, and he's got his lovely assistant, as well as some wonderful surprises that we have built into the show this time, and a lot of really great door prizes. They'll be, for everyone in attendance, they will get a prize that will take them back to Halloween of years past, from the 60s and 70s. I remember getting a similar treat. And these were hard to track down, but it's definitely a memory very vivid in my mind getting these. And so we also have...
Can you let us know what that is?
Sir. Well, it's something that would have gone in your Halloween treat bag.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wax candy that they used to give out, and I won't say any more than that, but it's a lot of fun. And then we have three featured prizes as well that will be given to three lucky ticket holders, and it's also all retro fun Halloween of the past. And we tried to really recapture what it felt like when you were a kid and went trick-or-treating and, you know, loved hearing the leaves rustle and you know, what's that noise you're hearing? We really tried to recapture that feeling.
And, yeah. And I was a really big trick-or-treater when I was a kid. I would start as early as humanly possible to a point where people were like, we're not ready yet. You know, you go to the door to as late as possible, and they'd say, we're all going to bed. Yes. It was my job to collect as much as possible. I could never eat that much candy. But it was...
Oh, right, I know.
I would collect so much. You know, my eyes were way bigger than myself. I could never finish it. And, you know, and months later, it would start to decompose. And,
right.
And, attract ants. And it was like, oh.
Oh, yeah. You get one ball of mysterious pieces of candy that are all, you know, grouped together.
Yeah, you know, and some people used to do that. They don't do that much anymore. But like the balls of like caramel corn.
The popcorn balls. Yes.
Yeah, yep. that was a big one, and candy apples, and they would they would just goop up everything in your bag. It was just
Yes,
I hated those.
You know, that's the thing of being growing up in the past like that. You know, you could get, you know, homemade candy, and it was okay. And then, you know, later it became, you know, don't accept, you know, non-store-bought packaged candies.
So, yeah, well, by the time, you know, it's like they were even doing the razor blades and the apple thing when I was a kid, and so we weren't we weren't ever allowed to eat those. It had to be the sealed packaged things. And it was like,
exactly.
Are you sure? Because that one looks really good. No.
Yeah. Yeah, not at all. Right.
Are you sure?
Exactly.
Really sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there was this weird. They don't make this anymore, but it was this like marshmallow orange peanut. Remember that?
Yes, I do. I do remember them. Yeah, they were so sweet they made your teeth hurt.
Yeah they were horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, they were.
I would never.
I love
those.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of, you know, all those feelings that, you know, I remember them, and every time Halloween comes around, I think of all that very fondly, and this is a show that we're trying to recapture that a little bit.
There you go. Last Man on Earth, 1964, Vincent Price, shot in Italy. I was not aware of that, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to, next time I see it, I'll have to look and see if they're doing lip syncing. I didn't notice that. Didn't look that closely. We'll have to watch for that while we're watching it there at the Riga Theater.
Admission is $5.
$5.
Yeah, doors open at 7, movie at 7:30, and it's a Halloween spooktacular.
Fantastic.
That
is this coming Friday, and the Great Rizzoli is going to be your MC. Really a lot of fun, and $5, you really can't do anything for $5 anymore, so that's almost retro.
And, you know, also, all the $5 goes to help renovate the theater.